With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Senate Majority Leader John Thune supports the Trump administration's decision to confront the threat posed by the Iranian government.
We've got a lot of interest to defend in that region of the world, and it has implications not just for that region of the world, but for the entire world. And so I think the president and his team are right to take it seriously to ensure that America's national security interests are protected there.
Senator Thune was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The 2026 Winter Games are off to a promising start for host nation Italy, with gold, silver, and bronze on the first day of the medal events. Spectator Grant Ensign says he's looking forward to the Games.
I do have to believe that the Olympics is free of politics and enjoy this moment for what it is, which is a celebration of athletes that have made it to this point, a celebration of Milan as a host. And
Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife, Second Lady Usha Vance, were in attendance yesterday. President Trump has endorsed Nexstar Media Group's $6.2 billion purchase of broadcast rival Tegna. John Scott has details.
The companies operate independently of the large broadcast networks such as ABC and NBC. In September, Nexstar, along with Sinclair Broadcast Group, suspended Jimmy Kimmel's ABC late-night talk show for about a week after Kimmel's comments on the assassination of Christian conservative leader and activist Charlie Kirk. John Scott reporting.
As Super Bowl Sunday approaches, the battle off the field for advertisers to win over 120 million-plus viewers will be just as heated as the rivalry on the field. Dozens of advertisers are pulling out all the stops for Super Bowl 60. They're hoping that audiences tuning in will remember their brand names as they stuff their ads with celebrities ranging from Kendall Jenner to George Clooney and the tried-and-true ad icons like the Budweiser Clydesdales. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports that Disney is getting dark.
Walt couldn't have imagined it. Disney Plus is about to add hundreds of R-rated films to its library. Concerned Women for America reports the popular streaming platform, which had about 20 R-rated movies on tap up to now, is adding over 400 more, along with 400 TV shows rated mature. CWA points out that, quote, Disney assured parents in 2019 that they wouldn't allow content higher than a PG-13 on its streaming platform. Michael Harrington reporting.
Judaism's various streams are moving in a more liberal direction, just as many Christian denominations are. Rabbis and rabbinical students in the United States are more likely to be homosexuals or women. Orthodox branches of Judaism are generally maintaining the traditional way of doing things, but Reform, conservative, and non-denominational Jewish institutions are embracing the LGBT agenda in particular. According to the latest data, 37% of American Jews are Reform. This is SRN News. There appears to be a new financial bright spot for foreign aid groups.
A division of the U.S. Agency for International Development, eliminated by the Trump administration cuts last year, was reborn Thursday as an independent nonprofit. Some of the leaders and staff who worked at the Development Innovation Ventures Division of USAID will continue their work through the new independent nonprofit Div Fund. They've raised $48 million from two private funders. Congress recently allocated $50 billion for various foreign assistance funds. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet with President Trump Wednesday in Washington about the U.S. talks with Iran. Iran's foreign minister threatened U.S. military bases in the region a day after indirect discussions in Oman. Netanyahu's office yesterday said the prime minister believes negotiations will be good. More details at srnnews.com.